Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, last night we had quickly run through, right before Ma'ariv, we had run through the last Halach and Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, so I want to go back to that. In Siv Beis, the Mechaber describes Tashlumin. Im shachach v'lo espal mincha, the person forgot and he did daven mincha, mispal arvish daim, so then he davens Ma'ariv twice. So if he forgot and he didn't daven mincha, so then he davens Ma'ariv twice. V'omer ashrei, so that's halacha of Tashlumin. And he says ashrei, simin reish lamed aleph beis, kodem tefila shi tashlumin tefilas mincha. So this halacha appears both in simin kuf ches as well as in simin kuf he. And this is the halacha of somebody who needs to daven tashlumin. So there are a few halachas that apply to tashlumin. So let me share with you a couple of those halachos. Number one, in Kuf Hey, the Mechaber writes, HaMispal Shtei Tefilo, Zulachazu. So someone forgot. He was a shogeg, so he's supposed to daven two Shmon Esres. So first of all, Tzarech Lamtin Ben Zol Lezu Kedei Hiluch Arba Amos, Kedei She'edaitom Yusheves L'Spal Bloshon Chino. So the halacha is, you're supposed to daven two Shmon Esres, but you're supposed to wait in between the two of them, the amount of time it takes to walk four Amos. I would imagine that would be, 10, 15 seconds. So then in such a case, that's what the halacha says. Toh. Now, that's a simple reading in Simin Kufe. That's what it says in Kufe. In Simin Kufches, so here, in Kufches, we have a different addition that the Mechaber adds. And that is in terms of adding Ashrei. And that's what we have in the end of our Sif. In Sif Beis, we had, so that he says Ashrei. So the Mechaber writes in Simin Kuf Ches Sif Beis, Tov v'lo espal mincha, espal arvish shtayim. You have to daven Ma'ariv twice. Harishona arvish v'ashnila tashlumin. So the first is Ma'ariv, and the second is tashlumin. So then, the Mechaber adds, you say Ashrei between the two. Where does he say it? He says as follows. La'achar she'oma yotzer u'shmona esrei brachos, yomar ashrei va'achar kach yispalel shmona esrei l'tashlume arvis. So the halacha is that you say ashrei after shmona esrei in the morning, so you have said ashrei in between the two shmona esreis. This halacha is based on the idea that there's supposed to not simply be a time between the two, but rather there should be Ashrei that's said in between the two Shmon Esreis. And that's what the Mechaber is referring to over here. The Mishnah Berurah's Lashon in Sifkot and Yud Gimel, over there in Simin Kuf Ches, is Yomer Ashrei, Kedei Lamod Gam Betfilas Tashlum Mitoch Divrei Tanchumin Shel Torah. That one is supposed to have the second Shmon Esrei come Mitoch Tanchumin Shel Torah. Now, I don't have time to get involved with this now in Simin Kuf Ches, but then what comes out is something really interesting. During Shachris, you daven Shachris, you say Ashrei, this is all before Tachnun, okay? You say Ashrei, you then say Shmona Esrei, and then you're going to say Lam Natzeach Volatzion, the Mishnah Berurah says, because you already said Ashrei in between the two Shmona Esreis. But that's not our subject for tonight, because we're in the nighttime now, and we're talking about a person who missed mincha going into Ma'ariv. So our case over here is, if he forgot to daven mincha, so then in such a case, he has tashlumin, he says ashrei, before the tashlumin for tefilas mincha. That's the words of the Mechaber. What's really interesting to note is that the Mishnah Berurah actually does not follow the sif in Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look in Simin Kuf Ches, in Sifkot and Yudalid and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Mikubalim against this Beferish Halacha. What's interesting is that the Mishnah Berurah over there doesn't say that's against the Beferish Halacha in Simin Reish Lamed Aleph. And he says Mikubalim say that one does not say Ashrei at night. V'yesh me'achron shekos v'shem Mikubalim shelo lomar Ashrei ba'arvis va'avshu b'shvil tefilas mincha gam ken yesh lahachmir b'zeh. At the end of the day, Mishnah Berurah says there are some who don't, but it seems to be, and the Dirshu traces this, it seems to be that the conclusion, halacha l'maisa, 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 is if someone for whatever reason forgot to daven mincha, was a shogeg. So then in such a case, he repeats two Shemona Esreis. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to follow the approach of the Mekubalim. Not in general, it's known that not to say Tehillim, there are some who hold not to say Tehillim at night. It's an issue, a complicated issue of being Ma'arbev, Rachamim with Din. Night is known to be a time of Din. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out against this halacha, the black and white halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, bottom line is that if someone would miss Mincha, so then he waits Kedei Hiluch Dalet Amos, and then you repeat Shemona Esrei again. But he does not say Ashrei. If he needs to repeat Ma'ariv in the morning, because he missed, so then he does say Ashrei. If he needs to repeat Shachris, if you will, in the afternoon, so then he does say Ashrei. The one exception is Ma'ariv. Okay, let's begin a little bit of Hilchos Kriyashma. Simen Reish Lamed Hei, Hilchos Kriyashma, Zman Kriyashma, Balayla, Mishas, Yitzias, Shalosh, Kalchavim, Ketanim. So the time of Kriyashma is the time that three small stars come out. Mikra Dedina, actually, it's not three small stars. It's actually three middle-sized stars. Take a look at the Ber Hetev in Sif Katan Aleph. Min Adin Sagi Bebeinonim, Kamo Shekasar Amo, Besimen Tov Kuf Sanof Beis, El She'en Anu Bekim Lekach Bo'i Ketanim. We need the small stars because we're not sure what qualifies as middle-sized stars. Of course, the smaller the star, the later it's going to be that one is going to be able to see it. So the really, this is a chumrah, shosha chochan ketanim, as a gzeira, that we're not going to be sure what the difference between small and middle and large are. Interestingly, Dirshu quotes a fascinating yediyah over here from in the name of the Chazon Ish. That's quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, that he said, if for whatever reason you don't have a luach, you don't have a way of measuring, he said, if you could count 10 stars in the sky, then you will definitively have 3 that qualify as Beinoni. The Chazon Ish was someone who really knew the natural sciences as well. So that's Yesh Lismoch Hazeh. When I was in Tarvadas, Rebelsky Zatzal was known as being someone who had a tremendous grasp of science and practical issues as well. So they say I was never Zocha to be part of this, but Rebelsky, when he would go up to Camp Aguda, would say shir all night, that they used to have an all-nighter with Rebelsky. They would go out, they would pitch tents, and Rebelsky would just look up to the sky and just start saying shir on the astronomy and halacha. And they say it would go on most of the night, that he just wouldn't stop. His knowledge of astronomy was so masterful that he enthralled the boys for hours and hours and hours about... So there are people who are Gedolei Torah who have a tremendous... legend has it, when I was in Tarvadas, that they said when they were trying to discourage you from going to college, so they said that Rebelsky was accepted. He got a 1600 on his SAT, and one of the big Ivies sent him a letter trying to convince him to come to study in their school. He was brilliant, to which he wrote back to them. He didn't ignore it. And he wrote back to them, and he said that he didn't just say I'm not coming. He said I'm choosing the greatest chachma of all, the chachma of Torah. And he wrote a whole elegy to Torah and why Torah supersedes everything, and that it's kol chachmas. And he lived it. It was kol chachmas. His knowledge of the anatomy of the human being and animals and astronomy. There's some who are zocha to that from Torah. Okay, so Zman Kriyashma Balad Mishas Yitzias Shalosh Chanuk Tatanim Vim Hu Yom Mu'unan. If it's a cloudy day, Yamtin At Sheyetzi Asafik Melibo Vim Kara Kodem Lachem. But if he reads it too early, Chozer VeKara Osa Below Brachos. So he goes back and he reads it without Birchos Kriyashma. Now, Rav Daniel had raised the question of how you look at Birchos Kriyashma of Ma'ariv. So that's this halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the second line from the top on page Kuf Mem Tes. Afal Pikein, even if, let's say a person davened Ma'ariv, quote unquote, too early. So then, what would you say in regards to Birchos Kriyashma? So two lines from the top on page Kuf Mem Tes. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afal Pikein, lo ave brachos levatala. Says the brachos are not considered brachos levatala. Dafgav de samchinon lahen lekriyashma mikol makom ikaron los niseknu dafka lekriyashma. So this is why, even if you daven kriyashma early, it's not a problem in terms of the birchos kriyashma, because they were originally instituted to be said part of tefillah. ובלפיחוך בדיעבד שקרן כל המזמן של קרישמה יוצא, there's no need to repeat the ברכוס קרישמה if he reads it too early. We spoke about that. There are Anshei Vasikim that have a different custom, but this is the core halacha. Let's just do a drop more and we'll stop with this. V'im ha-tzibur makdim lekros kriyashma mebod yom. If the tzibur is reading kriyashma when it's too early, yikrei mon kriyashma berchasev yispalei mon. You should daven with them. That's why I was very much bothered that when someone mentioned that maybe it's a shayla bracha levatala. It's not a shayla bracha levatala because it's a black on white. I myself, bli neder, bli everything, if the tzibur davens before says chum, I follow what Rav Shechter does and what the Rosh says on Shiva Sik, and I don't say bli neder kriyishma upirchos kriyishma. I also follow that chumrah. But this, for those of us who follow that chumrah, to go out and to say that those who don't are chas v'chalila being nichshal in a safik brachas levatala, that's erroneous. That's erroneous. It's a chumrah. You could follow the chumrah and so on, but we shouldn't, you know, throw aspersions on those who don't follow the chumrah that we follow. And the minig Yisrael was always yikrei mam kriyashman berchosev yispal imam. My grandfather did it this way, and he was much greater than me. Without my chumras, he was much greater than me. So at the end of the day, this is black and white in Shulchan Aruch. Kushigiyaz man kari kriyashma below brachos, and this is minig Yisrael adore doros, is that they daven ma'ariv at the regular time. Again, a person wants to follow this chumrah that some of his rabbeim follow, matov manoim, but don't, let's not cause, create any problem as far as that's concerned. Sif katan ches in the Mishnah Bura, v'hayu also came in pnei atchak. Sometimes they have to daven early. She came upon me. And in New York, to this day, there are many synagogues that daven mincha right before shkia and after. So therefore, shetorchalem l'saseif od v'gam ika ame arts tuva di lo espal b'tzibul lo misal l'klal v'alkein samchal lo tzom al das Rabbi Yehuda. So they rely on Rabbi Yehuda shesvir le diplag mincha l'mal l'nechshav arts l'espal tfilas arvis. So they rely on that, and that's mutar b'shas atchak. The Dirshu quotes that there are many who say that's better to daven mariv b'yichidus. That's also brought out in the Be'er Halach and Dibar Maskel v'imat Sibur. U'maisa Rav kasa mutal l'spala arvis b'zmana b'yachid im i'ev shalo lesof asara b'zman kriyashma v'af b'shabas daito sham shi'ispala b'zmana dikra. So I would say that an individual, if he's needed for a minyan, that's a different story. In general, to daven before shkia introduces many problems. I'll just conclude with a beautiful story. They say that the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zatzal, is well known. He followed the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that we've discussed in previous occasions, and he used to daven mincha very late, which is of course against Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the Mechaber, is consistent with the shita of the Chachamim, because the Chacham hold, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's almost an hour after what we call shkia. It's still not Shkia. Shkia begins only an hour later, the last 15 minutes before the 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam. So the story goes that the Klausenberger Rebbe once decided to go. They know where the Kever of Yehuda Bar Eloi is. So they decided to go to Kever of Yehuda Bar Eloi to daven there. The next day, he told his chassidim he wants to go back. So he went back, and he davened again there. And then, when he came back, he made a big, big su'uda. So Hasidim said, what happened? He normally doesn't go to Kever back-to-back the same day. So he said he realized when he got home that they davened Mincha Mayri by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi is Rabbi Yehuda. And he said, but we followed Rabbeinu Tam's Shita of Mincha. So for Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that was already 3 hours too late for Mincha. He said he had to go back and ask him mechila. It's one thing that if we follow the sheet of the Rabbanan and you follow the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, but mamish by the kever of Yehuda Bar Eloi to daven the wrong time, so he had to go back and he had to ask mechila, and he said the mechila was accepted v'chule, and then he was able to have a geshmak etish. So one has to keep in mind where one is. You know, if you're by Rabbi Yehuda Eloi, it goes one way. If you're by Rabbeinu Tam, it goes another way. You have to keep that in mind where you are, how you're knowing. And that has many implications for many, many other things as well. Stop here.